It's an amazing story, isn't it? It's a fantastic story. You can think of any descriptive word, and you just can't imagine what it was like to arrive at that tomb and to see this rock rolled away. It's just so fantastic. And I hope this evening that we can look together at this story and we can see how the power of God, shown in this resurrection, shown in the moving away of this rock, was not only there right at the beginning of creation, was not only there at Jesus' resurrection, but is there for us today. It's there for us today through his Spirit, this great power of God. In a world of sometimes bad news, it's brilliant to have the ultimate good news that we can share with each other and with those around us. And I think one of the keys to this historical passage is this stone, this rock that was in front of the tomb. Because this shows God's power. It introduces the resurrection as it was moved away. And I believe it can help us understand more about our faith. The rock was the obstacle sealing the tomb, wasn't it? So when it was moved, one of the obstacles that can block our faith can move as well. The Romans, the Pharisees had sealed and guarded the tomb. And now this rock was moved. The tomb of death had been opened because this rock had rolled away. So we check the rock and we discover that Jesus was not dead. In California, they have a rock that forecasts the weather. I don't know whether it does a worse or better job than our weather forecasts, but this is what they do. They say, go and check the rock, and as you can see on the slide there, if the rock is wet, it's raining. If the rock is swaying, it's windy. If it's hot, it's sunny. If it's cool, it's overcast. If it's white, it's snowing. If it's blue, it's cold. If it's shaking, there's been an earthquake. And if the rock has gone, there's been something called a chubasco. I don't know how your Spanish is, but apparently a chubasco is a violent squall with thunder and lightning that they often get on the Pacific coast. But this evening, many of us might have come to church with questions on our mind. And I believe this statement, check the rock, not check the rock to find the weather as in that picture, but check the rock, is an instruction to each one of us. It's a statement giving us questions, giving us ideas, giving us thoughts as to where our answers can be found. If we're wondering about eternal life, we can check the rock. If we're wondering about why Christianity is different to other religions, we can check the rock. If we're wondering why our faith is relevant to us today, if we're wondering if Jesus really is the Son of God, if we're wondering if Jesus really did conquer death, we can check the rock. Maybe we're wondering if Jesus is alive today, if Jesus will really speak to us, if Jesus is coming again, we can check the rock. Maybe we're wondering about our own lives, where we are with God, where we are with work, where we are with our relationships, we can check the rock. In the desert, in Exodus, when they found a water from the rock, Paul then wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and the rock was Christ. The rock that was there in Exodus, the rock that was there in creation, Jesus walking in the Garden of Eden, the rock is Jesus, the rock we can build our lives upon. This is the pivotal point that sets our faith apart from other religions. The removal of the rock, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Jesus was crucified. He died like he said he would. Luke 9, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by elders, chief priests and teachers of the law. He must be killed and on the third day raised to life. But the key here is he was raised to life. He was raised from the dead just like he would be. Just check the rock. Jesus told the disciples this would happen. He promised it. And you know what? Jesus keeps his promises. This resurrection vindicated Jesus' claim about himself, that he was the Son of God, the flesh, the fulfillment of God's dealing with humankind. No longer do humans need to follow rules and traditions to find salvation. Colossians 2 tells us, since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to his rules? Check the rock. That shows us the way that we can have a relationship with God. The old covenant has been superseded, and the new, by the new, and the proof of this is in the resurrection. Because Jesus lives, he is the Messiah, the one to trust. Another way to look at this question is to ask what would be different if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, if there'd been no resurrection. Would we all be here tonight, for example? Christianity probably wouldn't exist as we know it. At most, Christians would just be following the tradition of another popular rabbi. His words might have joined with the other countless words of religious writers. People would have been left with no other option for salvation than absolute obedience. But the resurrection changed everything. The moving of the rock, the empty tomb, it changed things. God's power changed things then as it does now. People follow Christ's teaching because we are saved. We discover something even better than words. We found what it means to know Jesus in our lives. Because he was raised from the dead, we can be too. We can live, we can really live, both now and through all eternity. And this condition, this position of the rock that those women found early on that Easter Sunday, was the first clue when they went to the tomb that something amazing had happened. The rock had moved away. The wind of the Spirit of the Lord had moved it to the side. There's a story from the Second World War about a young mother who escaped on the last train out of Poland, and she had her toddler and also a baby with her. And this train came under attack many, many times. A journey that would take just a few hours ended up taking a few days. As you can imagine, conditions were not good. There wasn't enough food, there wasn't enough to drink. And when they arrived, the children were ill, they were hungry. A group of nuns took the children to their hospital to nurture them back to health. And the mother was relieved. She thought her children were safe. But then, that night, the hospital was bombed, and she woke up to the devastating news that her children were missing. She went to the hospital, and the searchers were just using their lights to look for the children and any other possible survivors. What a tragic scene. Maybe that was the scene of the first Good Friday. Death all around. Jesus is dead was the cry. The cries of the followers could be heard throughout Jerusalem. They are saying he's sealed in a tomb, the tomb of death. It looks hopeless. Back to the story, there are piles of rocks and debris everywhere, and under that rock are her children. She's starting to give up hope. The world sees them as dead, buried in the tomb of rock and debris. Maybe there's questions running through her mind. Why, God? What did my little children do to deserve this? What if I'd done this? What if I'd done that? A life without the empty tomb would provide this same sense of hopelessness, wouldn't it? When we lose our loved ones, they're just dead. All that's left is a lifeless body. No hope, no life. But wait, we know there's a different ending. We know what's going to happen. And in this story, the mother is desperately searching and looking through the rubble, moving away the rock, looking for her children. Remember, there's others around her crying as well. And suddenly, she hears a cry. She runs over to where the cry comes from. She rolls back the stone, and there's, in an air pocket under the rubble, is her son and her baby. They're alive, pulling them out from the tomb. She picks them up, hugs them. She's feeling this incredible sense of relief and joy. All the questions she's once had need not be answered now. She doesn't need the what-ifs anymore. Her baby is alive. It's so difficult for us to imagine what that was like. It's so difficult for us to imagine what it was like for Jesus' followers when they see this empty tomb and this rock gone away. It changes the mood of hopelessness from the crucifixion to this celebration and joy on Easter Sunday. It's why the gospel is good news, because it shows God's power to us. It means we're challenged to live lives differently because of these facts. When you check the rock, you discover it's been moved by the power of the Lord. The earth shook, the angels pushed, and the rock rolled. It rolled away from the tomb. It unlocked death by bringing life. When you go to the tomb of Jesus, there's no body because there's no death. He's alive. He's defeated death. He kept his promise. He rose again. He wants you to walk into that tomb and see that he's not there. That's why he had those angels roll back the rock, so everyone can see that he's alive. Paul emphasizes a key point in 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, so is our faith. If Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Because the resurrection validates, it authenticates the gospel. It's not a deception, but it's truth backed up with actions. Jesus defeated death and rose from the grave. The rolled away rock proved that Jesus opened the door before was sealed shut. And it shows us there's a way to eternal life with Jesus. When the rock rolled away, the obstacles to eternal life did. When the rock rolled away, resurrection became possible. Death was defeated. The promises of God were unlocked. Jesus was risen. Sometimes in our Christian life, we're thinking, what does this mean for us? What does it mean that Jesus is alive? Sometimes we're challenged. We think things are impossible. What does God say? All things are possible. Luke 18 tells us that. Sometimes we think, well, we're just too tired to respond to this. We're just too tired for it to make a difference to our lives. In Matthew 11, God tells us that he will give us rest. Sometimes we think, well, this is great, you know, I believe all this, but, you know, nobody really loves me. Nobody really cares about me. God says, I love you. Sometimes we think, I just can't go on. I can't do it by myself. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Sometimes we think, I don't know the way to go. I can't figure this out. I don't know how God wants me to live. God says that he will direct our steps. Sometimes we think, I can't do it. God says, you can do all things through me. Sometimes we're full of doubt. We're full of our own thoughts of our own sins. God says that when we come to him, he will forgive us. Sometimes we're full of fear. God says in 2 Timothy, I've not given you a spirit of fear. Sometimes we might feel alone. God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. These are God's promises. We saw in the story of the resurrection that God keeps his promises. God keeps these promises for us. Check the rock. Observe that it's not been rolled away. And behold the resurrection of Jesus. He said he would rise from the dead. People didn't think he could. Of course they didn't. But God keeps his promise. With the historical fact of the resurrection, we can look forward to a time, can't we, when we're resurrected to meet Jesus face to face. I think it's really important that when we look into God's word, we think about what difference that might make to our lives. One of the reasons God gives us his word is to challenge us to move on in our journey. And I'm going to have a song play on the screen in a moment, just to give us a couple of minutes to think about what difference does this rolled away rock make to us. Does it make us live more in the knowledge that Jesus is alive? Does it help us think about the power that God gave then is available to us through his Holy Spirit? Power for us to change the world. Does it make us think about living holy lives as we heard in our reading this morning? Does it make us think about telling our friends this amazing news that Jesus is alive? What difference does this empty tomb, does this rolled away rock make to us? Let's just take a couple of minutes to ponder on that as we listen to this song.
Redemption's here.
This is good news, isn't it? The good news that the power of God is available for us now. The power of God that saw the rock rolled away is available to change our lives, to change our community, to change our society. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. If we believe in him, we shall not perish but have eternal life. That's a fantastic song to bring our service to a conclusion, isn't it? To proclaim this great and exciting news that God has given everything for us. What can we give for him? Amen.